ఓం శాంతి. టుడేస్ 24th February 2019 సండే. బ్లెస్సింగ్, మే యూ బీ హ్యాపీ అండ్ ఫార్చునేట్ అండ్ క్రియేట్ ద ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ విత్ ద అవేర్నెస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అండ్ యువర్ ఫార్చ్యూన్. మే యూ బీ హ్యాపీ అండ్ ఫార్చునేట్ అండ్ క్రియేట్ ది ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ విత్ ద అవేర్నెస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అండ్ యువర్ ఫార్చ్యూన్. ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్. ఫ్రమ్ అమృత్ విలా అంటిల్ నైట్ టైమ్, బ్రింగ్ యువర్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఇన్ టు యువర్ అవేర్నెస్ అండ్ కంటిన్యూ టు సింగ్ ద సాంగ్ వా మై ఎలివేటెడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్. ఓన్లీ దోస్ హూ రిమైన్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు క్రియేట్ ద ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్. బ్రాహ్మిన్ మీన్స్ టు బి కాన్స్టెంట్లీ ఫార్చునేట్, కాన్స్టెంట్లీ టు హ్యావ్ ద ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. No one has the courage to reduce the happiness of Brahmin souls. Each one is happy and has the fortune of happiness. It is impossible for happiness to live Brahmin life. Even if you leave your body, your happiness cannot disappear. So today, in blessing, Baba is speaking about happiness. Fortune of others, may you be happy and fortunate and create the fortune of others with the awareness of God and your fortune. So Baba is here speaking about remain aware of God. How we can remain aware of God? How we can remember Baba all the time? How we will be stay all the time in the awareness of God or Baba? How we can stay? Or how we can remain? Yes. How we can always remain in the awareness, in the aware of God? So I think first one is attainment of present and future. Whatever attainments, praptiyan, we have got now in the present and in the future. His grace, His mercy, whatever Baba doing for us, and His powers, whatever powers, it will come in attainments only. Whatever powers Baba is giving us now, His canopy, Chhatra Chhaya, His company, like combined form, all the time we can think that Baba is with us. No, Baba always says in the Murli, whatever you do, either you eat or either you walk or whatever we do, always think that Baba is with us. So how we can remain in that awareness that Baba is with us, God is with us, by few of these things. You can chant more also. And then Baba is saying about aware of your own fortune. Own fortune. How we can remain aware of our own fortune. How? That how fortunate I am. How we can remember that how fortunate I am. Yeah, before coming in Gyan and after Gyan. What is our life before in Gyan and after coming in Gyan? And who is teaching us? Who is giving us Srimat? Who is our backbone? Who is taking our care? Our big family. Who is helping us? And what more points would there? How we can always aware of our fortune. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba has spoken about the spiritual gathering. Here Baba used the word spiritual gathering. But in Hindi it's called Mela. Where in the Laukik world, where the rivers meet with the ocean, with that place, they keeps or some kind of mela, that spiritual gathering is going on. Not spiritual gathering, that Laukik gathering. Mela. But here in today's spiritual, in Murli, Baba is speaking about the attainments of all treasures in the unique spiritual gathering. So in this Murli, Baba has spoken so many points about what are the specialities of this spiritual gathering. I think total 18 or 20 points are there about this spiritual gathering. So Baba says in today's Murli only that in that spiritual gathering, in one gathering only, we get everything, whatever attainments we want or whatever things we want, we get everything. So Baba says that it is a lottery. In that worldly lottery, how if a person wins a lottery, he gets everything, he gets so much profit. Just in one ticket of lottery, he gets everything. So in today's Murli also Baba is saying that this is a lottery. And Baba says that you always sing a song. Anyone has read today's Murli? Not yet. So Baba says about one song that Vaha, Vaha Baba Vaha, Vaha Mera Bhagya. Vah Baba and Vah my fortune. So how much fortunate I am. So this is about today's Murli. In that Baba says about the Mela. But we are now reading the blessing. So in that blessing Baba says that first point was what I have taken is remain aware of God. Second is awareness of our own fortune. And third point Baba says how to create the fortune of others. How we can create fortune of others. One is we are making our own fortune. We are creating our own fortune. Or Baba is creating our fortune. But how we can create others' fortune? How? Giving Baba's knowledge. And? Yeah, giving Baba's knowledge is the same. Bring them near to Baba, bring them here in Madhuban. And in Laukik world, if someone wants to help someone, what they do? They help them morally. They give them time. They hear their problems. It's very easy to say that help someone. But if someone comes to us, and if he start to speak, but we always say that we don't have time, we don't have much time, we are not ready to give them time. Then who is going to hear their problem? If they are really in problem, who is going to hear their problem? So first thing I think that we must have to give some time to them. We have to hear their problem. Give them time, encourage them, fill them with enthusiasm, forgive and forget. If they had done any mistake, then forgive and forget. Give them divine light, might and love. So I think by this way we can create their fortune. Because Baba always says that at the end or how we can protection, how we can show Baba, how we can reveal, how we can reveal Baba. By not our Gyan, but by our sanskars, by our behavior. By our chal and chalan, how we are working, how we are doing. By this way only we can reveal Baba. And the last point is, no one has courage to reduce the happiness of Brahmin soul. In today's Murli, Baba says that no one has courage to reduce the happiness of Brahmin soul. But still, the happiness of Brahmin soul reduces. So what are those things which reduces the happiness of Brahmin soul? Khushi kam kyun ho jati? Which things reduces the happiness of Brahmin souls? Yeah, if our stage goes down, then everything goes down. But stage is, I think, the last one. What are the things before stage? How we can make our stage elevated? Yeah, by breaking any kind of Srimad. Whatever Baba, Srimad, Baba has given us in blessing only, Baba says, since morning till night, Baba has given Srimad for each and everything. If we disobey, if we are not following any kind of Srimad, so automatically our happiness goes down. And what more reasons are there which reduces our happiness of Brahmin life? If we are giving sorrow to someone, and if we are seeing flaws and drawbacks, weakness of other soul. So I think our old sanskars only, if our old sanskars emerge, so that also reduces the happiness of Brahmin life. Watching others, what they are doing, instead of watching self, if we have started to watching others, what they are doing, they don't have to do like this way, they don't have to speak like this way. If we start to watch others, that also reduces our happiness. Comparison. If we start to compare ourselves with others, that those souls are getting these facilities, either subtle or gross or whatever. But we are not getting those facilities. Those souls are very new in Gyan, but we are so much old in Gyan, but we are not getting any kind of facilities. No one knows us. We are not getting name, fame, any kind of comparison. If you go in comparison and competition, then it reduces the happiness in Brahmin life. Blaming one, if we are blaming others, that because of one or others also, that because of that person, that things happens with me. So Baba says, this drama is fixed. No one is doing any kind of wrong thing with anyone. Whatever it's there in our fortune, we are getting that thing. And if we go in why, what and how, if we go in that big queue, that also reduces our happiness. Subtle sins. As the brother says that since morning till night, Baba has given Srimad to us for each and everything. But if we disobey any kind of that Srimad, so because of that, we are creating our account of subtle sins. And not giving donation of happiness. Whatever treasures, whatever happiness or whatever attainments we got from Baba, we had taken from Baba. But if we are not giving that happiness, we are not giving that thing, that treasures to others, that also reduces our happiness. So Baba always is saying in the Murli, no, whatever we are getting from Baba, we must have to give to other souls. So that increases our happiness. So those are few points about today's blessing. I will read once again. May you be happy and fortunate and create the fortune of others with the awareness of God and your fortune. Om Shanti.